Okay, today's daf is Sota daf Mem Ches, and we are on the second to last daf here in Masechta Sota as we continue in the sugyas of what happened at certain times in history when they were mevatel certain mitzvos, the Egla Arufa they stopped doing and the Mei Sota they stopped doing because of Misha Rabu Ratzchan and Misha Rabu Niuf. And now we have a couple of other ideas mentioned in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. So just the last point that we mentioned last time was that when Yossi ben Yoezer passed on, Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, when they passed on, Yossi ben Yehuda, I'm sorry, then there were no more Eshkolos. What is Eshkolos? So the Gemara darshaned, Ish Shahakolbo, a man that has all the Midos in him. Ish Shahakolbo. So the Rambam, I just didn't mention it yesterday, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos explains what is Eshkolos. What does it mean, Ish Shahakolbo? Kinui al Adam HaKolel Hamidos vahamaalos vehachachmos. It's someone who has everything in him. The Midos, the Chachma, the Ben Adam Lamaka, Ben Adam Chavero, the Midos, the Ben Torah, Lefiminehem, Vumasha Amru Eshkolos. That's Eshkolos, is a man who has everything in him. Okay, so then Yochanan Mekoen Gadol Hevir Hodoyas Hamaiser, Hulu. The Mishnah said that in the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he stopped, he did not allow people to say Vidui Meiser, right? The mitzvah at the end of the Torah, towards the end of the Torah, in Kash Kisavo, they weren't allowed to say Vidui Meiser anymore. So why is that? What was wrong with it? Vidui Meiser is a beautiful mitzvah. Person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and says, I've done everything that I've supposed to do. We discussed last time about why it's called Vidui Meiser. What exactly is the problem that a person is being misvade about? So why would Yochanan Kohen Gadol make them not allow them to say Vidui Meiser? So my time, Amar Biosi Reb Chanina, Lefi She Nostin Oso Ketikuno. Because at that time, we did not give the Matnas Kahuna properly. Why? We were told not to give it properly. To Rachmana Amar Diavi Leleviim, the Torah tells us to give it to the Leviim, to give Meiser Rishon to the Leviim, give Truma to the Kohen, give Meiser Rishon to the Leviim, Va'anan, and now we are giving it to the Kohanim. Why? Rashi quotes the Gemara, Kidakan Sinhu Ezra. Because Ezra made a knas, because many of the Levim did not come back to Eretz Yisrael to build Bayesheni. So that is why the Rabbanan work, Ezra was Kohanes, that we should not give Meiser Rishon to the Levi anymore. If the Kohanim deserved a knas, there's nothing we could do about it. Because Truma is Asura to eat Tazarim. But Meiser Rishon is just considered Gezel HaShevet. It's not considered Asur to eat. And therefore, Ezra was Kohanim. When they didn't come back, they said, you could give it, you should give it to the Kohanim. There is a Machlokas Tanam elsewhere, the Rashi, the quotes, the Gemara in Yevamos, on a Daraisa level. Are we also allowed to give it to the Kohanim on a Daraisa level? And it's just that we give it to the Leviim, but as I said, go back to the din of only giving it to the Kohanim. Right? Is there a Daraisa, or was he Oker it? We'll talk about that more in a minute, but let's just finish the line. Says the Gemara, Velo di Ashara Maisras. So what about the rest of the Maisras? Vidui Maisras is all about all the Matnos Kahuna. So therefore, why is it? Just because you can't do one, you can't be misvada by one, so what about the other ones? Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Bayis, She'en Misvada al Maisr Rishon, Shuvein Misvada al Shar Maisras. It's a package deal. If I'm not being Misvada on Maisr Rishon because I can't, because Ezra said I shouldn't, so then I can't be Mizvada on the other Meisers as well. So it's a package deal. Ask the Karen Ora, according to the Rambam and other Shitos, Kohanim and Leviim don't give Trumas and Meisers. Right? They could keep it for themselves. So how could they do Vidui Meisers? Right? They can't say, I've given it to the Levi, I've given it to the Chola, right? Because they can't. So why is that different than our case here? They're also not fulfilling every one of the Maestros. If you say they all have to go together, says the Karen Ora, the Kiva de Mizvadan al Maestro Rishon, Shuvain Mizvadan al Shah Maestros. Answer, there's a big difference between Kohanim and Leviim and this case. In this case, there's a Chiyuv that's going unfulfilled. You can't be fulfill it because Ezra said, he said not to give it to the Leviim. There, by the Kohanim and Leviim, there's no Chiyuv. So that's a very different case. There's no chiyuv, that's not a chisaron in the vidui. V'tzarach lomer, deratza lomer, delo mayri ela be'eno mizvada al ha-maiser, v'bnei sh'asa shalok edin, kagon ha'cha sh'nasan l'kohen, aval ein lo maiser, if you don't have a chiyuv, mizvada shapir, al shal maisers v'tzarach yin. But he leaves that a little bit, v'tzarach yin, not 100% sure, but that is what he says. So that's why he stopped. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, stopped allowing people to save Idi Maestris because of the fact that we didn't give it to the Kohen. The Minchas Chinuch wonders, based on the Machlokas Tanam that we just referred to, if you say Minchas Chinuch here in Shin Tzadihei, which is the Mitzvah Maaser Rishon, he discusses this in Oz Tezvot. There is the Machlokas that he quotes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on a Daraisa level. Where do you give Maaser Rishon? So according to Rabbi Kiva, on Midaraisa, he's supposed to give it to the Levim, not the Kohanim. And Ezra came along and said, no, give it to the Kohanim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can go to the Kohanim and Levim, both of them on a Daraisa level. So he asked the Minchas Chinuch, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I understand how you can limit the mitzvah. Limit it. Instead of giving it to both, only give it to the Kohanim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, says Minchas Chinuch, what about the Taz? 10 times in his commentary, ask the Minchas Chinuch, what about the Taz? Which Taz? The Taz in Yoredei Kuf Yud Zayin, in Orachayim, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Peches. What about the Taz that says that the Rabbanon do not have the power to wipe out a mitzvah d'oraisa? They have the power to limit it. They have the power to minimize it. They could say if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. But if Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, you're going to blow shofar. So that's not called an Akiras Dover Min HaTorah, because you're going to blow shofar when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But if the Rabbanan, right, the Taz answers the question, why don't we say that you can never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's a musical instrument? And the Rabbanan were gozer against musical instruments on Yantif. So the Taz says you can't say that, because then you're going to knock out a mitzvah forever. Says that you can't say. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, how could Ezra make a takana that according to Rabbi Akiva, who says the mitzvah is to give it only to the Levim, and Ezra came along and said, don't give it to the Levim, and it's not limited at all, is it? That's his kasha. How could Ezra have done this? Right, v'heichach yachol lakor mitzvahs asay mikol v'chol shein sarach litein lelevi do mitzvahs asay v'dor mafurish b'torah v'aydei bittol mitzvah zun is bat v'od mitzvahs asay devidu meiser. And not only did he, right now with today's daf, we appreciate that it's only not only one mitzvah that Ezra knocked out, but it is two mitzvos that Ezra knocked out v'di meiser also. V'niral and he has died. He says the Minchas Chinuch. Now I understand one word in the Rambam. Now I understand it, because when the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseros quotes the din of Ezra, the beginning of Hilchos Maaseros, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam quotes, the Ezra Kanas Alavim Bizmano. Shelo Yitnu LaKohen Maaser Rishon, Ela Yinasin LaKohanim, Lefi Shelo Alu Imo LiYerushalayim. The Rambam adds in one word, Bizmano. What is Bizmano? In his time. Meaning, the Kesef Mishnah picks up on this already, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes it, that the Rambam must be bothered by this. How can Ezra just knock out a Mitzvah Asay? The answer is he didn't. He only did it for his generation. After all, the Minchas Chinuch says, or the Kesef Mishnah, the later generations, how could Ezra fine them? Who says that they would follow the same chatoyim that the earlier generations did? So says the Kesef Mishnah. Al karchach lomar dechi kanas Ezra shelo yinu lalavim ela lekohanim bilvad lo kanas ela bizmano aval acharkach nishar hadavar shemisha rotzav litein lalavim kedino yitein umishiten lekohanim yitein. Right? At least in that generation, you weren't allowed to give it to the Levim. Afterwards, whoever you want. Afterwards, he did not knock out the mitzvah. And then he quotes again, the Radva says, how could he knock out a mitzvah for later generations? But he says, the Efshar Piyah Dibarasa, or just limit it. But that's the Minchas Chinuch, says, that must be the reason why the Rambam only says Bizmano. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't quote this problem, he quotes the other problems, but that's the Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes, that's why the Rambam says, only Bizmano. Nira de Mizeh Yatsa the Rambam Sof Perak Al Bechus the Trumos of Isaac Bizman Azaf Bizman Ezra Akbi Derbanan. Oh, that's another answer. I'm sorry. Another answer is that maybe if you only hold Trumos of Isaac, only the Rabbanan Bizman Azaf, that you can knock out the mitzvah. The Rabbanan have a power to knock out a mitzvah, the Rabbanan. They just can't knock out a mitzvah, Daraisa. So there's two answers. Either Ezra could do it, because it was only done Bizmano, that's the Kesef Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch also mentions that. And then number two, and that's what he says at the end. And number two, if you say that Trumas and Maaseros are only Durabanan, even Bizman Ezra, that's how he was able to do it. So two days to answer that issue. Okay, so now let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara says that he knocked it out. He explained how why Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Maver Vidui Maaseros because we wouldn't be able to say the entire formula appropriately. Says the Gemara, my time, fourth line. So why is it that it's a package deal? Why, if you can't be Mizvada on Maaser Rishon, you're not Mizvada on anything? Amar Abaya, ho, lupasak, wa'akasav, tchila. Because that's the first line of the pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk. V'nasata la Levi zemaiser rishon, la ger zemaiser ani, v'sharecha zemaiser sheni. Right? So each one. So the first one. So if you can't do the first one, so then you don't say it at all. Michlal da'afrushi havi mefreshi. 1 second. This is mashba that they were mafresh. They just weren't giving it to the proper address. Is that really what happened? V'hatanya, but the Brisa says, Afu bitel es havidui. He was mevatel vidui maestres v'gazar al hadamai. He was the one that made the takana, or the gzera, of demai. Mesechas demai, right? Third mesechta in Shas. Lafisha shalach b'chot v'l Yisrael. Because he did his research, he sent amongst all the borders of Am Yisrael, v'ra'a shein mafrishin ela truma gadola belvad. And he realized that they were not mafrish anything besides truma gadola. Why dafka Truma Gedola? So most explain, because they were scared of Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is Mefurish Misa in the Torah. Chi of Misa for a czar that eats Truma Gedola. So that's why they're scared of Truma Gedola. Or others, the Aruch says that maybe Truma is very little. Right? Well, Amida Raisa, how much do you have to give for Truma? Nothing. Chita Achas Poteris is a Kri. Very little bit. Very little bit to be misaking your Kri from Tevel. Meiser, oh, that's much more. That's Esser, 10%. So, for whatever reason, the many were very ready to give Truma Gedola, but they didn't give besides that. Umaiser Rishon, Umaiser Sheni, Miksasan Maasrin, Miksasan E Maasrin. Some did, some didn't. Some are lamps, that's why. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, told them, Banai, Bo'u Va'omer Lachem. Let me tell you, let me explain to you something. Kishem Shetruma Gedola, Yeshba Avon Misa, Kakshumis Maiser Vetevel, Yeshben Avon Misa. There's Misa for both. Even Shumas Meiser, which is in Meiser Rishon. You think Meiser Rishon is not Chiyav Misa in it? There is. Because if you don't take off Meiser Rishon, you're not taking off Shumas Meiser. So there's Avon Misa there too. But they didn't take it seriously. So Amar V'hiskin Lahem, that's why he made the Takana. Halokeach Peiras Me'am Ha'aretz, Mafresh Mehen Meiser Rishon U'Meiser Sheni. If you buy produce from an Am Ha'aretz and you're not sure what was taken off, Shuma Gedola, you don't have to worry about. Because they all take off Shuma Gedola. But you have to take off Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, because that people, the general populace, were not careful about. Meiser Rishon, and what do you do with them? What do you do with the Meiser Rishon? Meiser Rishon, I'm Yisrael, so I take off my Meiser Rishon, I keep it for myself. Mafresh Mimena Shumas Meiser, and then I separate Shumas Meiser from that, because that is usher for me to eat. But the Meiser Rishon, I'm allowed to keep. But no, so la Kohen, the Shumas Meiser, I have to give that to the Kohen. Umaiser Sheni, Oleva, Ochleb Yerushalayim. And Meiser Sheni also. If I'm Yisrael, I'm not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So I make a trip of it. I eat it by one of the, trips of Aliyah LeRegel. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, Hamotzi Mechaveir, Olev Araya. But the other two, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, there's no Isser for an, Yisrael to eat. And if an Ani comes, I say to him, prove to me. Prove to me that the other person did not take off Meiser Ani, and then I'll give it to you. Prove to me that the other person didn't take off Meiser Ani, I'll give it to you. But if you don't, so then I am going to keep it. Question mark. So we see, what did we assume? We said before that, oh, maybe they were mafresh, they just weren't mafresh properly, and that's why you couldn't say the vidui. Here we see they weren't even mafresh, right? It wasn't that they were doing it, but just not appropriately. So the answer is the Gemara, you're right, Tarti Tikein. Really, they were yesh v'yesh. Some were doing this, some were doing that. So he made two takanas. Bitel vidui de chaveirim. For the chaveirim that were taking off properly. So then they just couldn't give it to the Levi, and therefore he was mevatel the vidui. But for everyone else, it wasn't even being mafresh properly. For gozer al demai shel amei haaretz. So then he was gozer on demai of amei haaretz. The gzeira of demai, we mentioned the achronim discuss how to understand the gzeira of demai. I mean, lemai nafkamina, what happens if I violate? What if I eat produce that's demai, meaning produce that I bought, got from an amaris that I do not know for sure if Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni were taken off of, and I eat it. I eat it, but it ends up that really Hashem knows that Shumas and Meisers were taken off of it. Did I get an aveira? Deep down, I violated Nisa Drabanan. But were they gozer on demai just mishum chashash, and it purely remained that way? Or is it they gave it the status of machalas asuras midrabanan? Once they said that you can't eat from it because maybe, so that maybe turns into a vadai iser drabanan. And that's a question we have by many machalas asuras. Right? We have that by chalav akum. Right? Chalav akum, if... whatever Chalav Akum is, whether it's real Chalav Akum, whether it's Ramosha's Chalav Akum. But again, the whole issue of Chalav Akum, because we're worried that somebody, a non-Jew, mixed in other types of non-kosher milk. So, if I drink Chalav Akum, but there was nothing mixed in, do I get the Aver? Did I violate? Deep down, whether Rabbanan goes in, do they give it the status of Machalas Azaras Midi Rabbanan? So you have that same question by Demai. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Vav discusses this, and other Achronim as well. How do you understand Demai? Number one. And that explains a number of Machlokos in the Masechta, in the Mishnais. The other point to mention, once we're talking about Trumas and Maisris and all the Hafrashos that are done, it's also important to remember the Machlokos, how many mitzvahs are involved. When we talk about Truma and Meiser, how many mitzvahs are there? So the Rambam of the Chinuch count one mitzvah per topic. Truma is one mitzvah, Meiser Rishon is another mitzvah, Meiser Sheni is another mitzvah, everyone is another mitzvah. And the Ramban doubles each of them. The Ramban doubles each of the mitzvahs. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shorash Yud Beis, he says, I don't know why the Rambam's counting one mitzvah. There's the Hafrasha and the Nesina. Is the separating it and the giving it to the Kohen. Those are two separate mitzvos, says the Ramban. Ki bedvarim atovlim heishtei mitzvos bevadai. When you have tevel and you're mafreshit. So I'm mafreshit, so now it's not tevel anymore. I didn't do anything yet. Of course I did something yet. But I didn't give it to the Kohen yet. Means there are two significant acts. And therefore, says the Ramban, you have to count them separately. V'amashal bazeh hachala. I'll give you a mashal. Shekein kolha asira asura lano ad shenafresh osa. V'nitztavinu ba mitzvah nifredes. Shenemar chala tarimu truma. B'mafresh chala. V'shelo yale bilibenu shenarim osa lahotzia isa me'isser. V'nazva o nashlich osa ba'esh. So that we don't think that we can be mafresh and then throw it out. Tziva osa nizbarach b'nesina seinu l'kohen shenemar me'reshiz ariso sechem tidnu l'ashem truma. It's even two psukim. There's Tarimu and Titnu. V'chein nitztavinu b'nesinas ha-truma. Reishis t'goncha t'irosh chavitzarecha titemo. V'nitztavinu t'chila b'hara masa min ha-mitzvah. Habad b'chalosh. Ne'amar v'ayah b'cholchem ilecham aris tarimu truma. That's referring to truma. So the Ramban goes through, there's even different psukim. So Ramban says, separate mitzvahs, hafrasha and nesina. And I'll give you other examples. What about a Kohen? Says the Ramban, he has to be mafreshit. He just doesn't have to give it to anybody, because he's a Kohen, so he can eat it. But again, you see from there, you can have a litmus test. You can have a hafrasha without an asina. So Ramban goes through other raya as well. What about the mitzvah? What about the bracha? Says the Ramban. What about the bracha? V'oshari b'chala t'meya mivarech b'hafrashasa v'ina nitenes l'kohen al mashiach l'or. Roy shenim neshtei mitzvahs b'truma hafrashasa mipasik t'rimu truma l'ashem v'nesina l'kohen mipasik titein lo. I'm sorry, then he talks also about when do you say the bracha. This is the Ramban. So what about the Rambam? The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. So how do you explain the Rambam? So you have opposite explanations of the Rambam. It's amazing. Opposite explanation. If you look in the Mefarshim right here, the Leiv Sameach. The Leif Sameach says, "Be'emes ki divrei Arav nechonim mod v'taman." I think the Rambam's right. V'haseichel gozer alehen. Why? Shebechala o truma lo tia bo'en ha'afrasho levan mitzvah. Ki im, hafrasho is not a mitzvah alone. Ki im mashe yimshach mimena. V'hu tachlisa. V'hainu anesina l'kohen. L'haskalei de l'kashar manas kahuna. His formulation is, the hafrasho is tchilas nesina. It's all about the nesina. The hafrasha is the first step. Lo nifredes rak mechuberes el anesina. Iker mitzvah nesina l'kohen. Afilu achi hi mascheles mishas hafrasha. It's a beautiful lashon. It's the nesina, but the nesina starts with the hafrasha. So that is the Leif Sameach explaining the Rambam. If you look in the Megillas Esther says the exact opposite. He says, "Bevadai, ein limnas hafrasha miyat truma umaiser v'chal l'mitzvah achas v'nesina l'mitzvah acheres ki nesina l'chawein hi chelek v'siyum mitzvah hafrasha." The nesina is gemar mitzvah hafrasha. So, unlike the Leif Sameach who said the hafrasha is tchilas nesina, the Megillas Esther says the nesina is gemar hafrasha. So there was one message for the Rambam, but they're opposite messages. And if you look in the back, I think it's the Marganisa Tava, he quotes, maybe it's just two parts, two halves. It's two parts of one idea. There's not one Iker and one Tafel. But either way, the Rambam counted as one, and all the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam discuss what the Lumdus is for the Rambam, what you count. Okay, and then the Gemara said at the end, that's why you're allowed to keep it. We'll see at the end if there's time. I assume not. These big dafim, we'll get back to that if we can. Weiter. Vafu bitel asa ma'orim. He also, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was mevatel the ma'orim, the ones who, the awakeners, ma'orer. My ma'orim, what does that mean? Amar rachava, b'chol yom v'yom, shahyu omdim levi'im al duchan. Every day, the Tosefta says, when the levi'im sung in the Beis HaMikdash, v'omrim, they used to say, the pasuk in Tehillim, ura lama tishan Hashem, wake up! It sounds like Fira, why are you sleeping, Hashem? Amar lahen v'chi yeshena l'fnei ha'makom. So he says, how can we say that? Is Hashem sleeping? Hashem doesn't sleep. Ella, bizman. What does the pasuk mean, rather? Bizman she Yisrael shruyim bitzar ve'ovdegochavim benachas v'shalva. When there's hester panim, when the Jews are in pain and the goyim are celebrating, l'kach ne'amar ura lamatishan Hashem. That's what we're referring to. Referring to the hester panim. And therefore, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who lived in the time of Vayisheni, when everything was wonderful and fine, he said it's inappropriate to say that right now, because the message of Bnei Yisrael being downtrodden is not true right now. If you look in the Marsha, here, based on the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, says, Beforish HaRambam, here and in the Meister, in the Pirush HaBishayis and Meister Sheni, Ki'ilu heimedabrim im Hashem Yisparach, v'yitzoakim elav, b'zeh ha-pasuk, and that's not appropriate. And therefore, he changed it. Vikasha, but now the Marsha says, if this is true, that it's inappropriate to say, Imkain b'nei Korach, she yistu zeh b'mizmar tehillim hechamru, v'chi yeshena l'fnei ha'makom. So how do we have it at tehillim? How did the b'nei Korach say it in the first place? V'yesh lomar dezeh ha'mizmar nomar beruach ha'kodesh al b'nei ha'gawus. This is said about the future, for the times of Gawus, when it will be true. Not in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. It was said for us. Avu b'yimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol, haya ha'mikdash kayam, v'Yisrael haya b'shalva alad masan, ein roi la'omro. And that's why he was mevatel during that time, but really it was written for the future, says the Maharsha. Sounds like he was mevatel then. Vesa nokfim. He also were mevatel the nokfim, the people who hit my nokfim. What does that mean? Amar v'yud amar Shmuel, shayim esartin la'egel ben karnov. Before they used to shecht animals, they used to cut the animal, give him a cut above his eyes, between the horns, so that the blood could go into his eyes. He won't see what's going on, and he'll be easier to hold down. He was mevatel such a practice. It looks like a balmum. Even if technically it's not one of the mumin, but this looks like a balmum, and therefore he was mevatel that practice. Or they used to hit the animal, like the idol worshippers did in front of their idols. And he said to them, how long are you bringing him a nevela to the mizbeach? Ask the Gemara, nevela? Nevela is an animal that was shechted without shechita. You're shechting this animal. Nevela is a shachin lahu. Ela trefos. No, it's like you're bringing a trefa. Why? Shema nikev krum shel malach. Maybe your banging will break a part of the animal inside, part of the brain, the skull, which will make it a trefa. A trefa is an animal that has a separate problem other than shchita. So Amar v'hiskin lem tabos bakarka. He was the one that was masakid to have the rings in the ground north of the mizbeach, so that it would be easier. You wouldn't have to go through any of these other ways to be able to hold the animal down. Reb Chaim, as we know, we mentioned this is the Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. It's quoted in many different places. I'll read it today from the Shiuri Harav on Yoredeya, Simen Chav Zayin. Reb Chaim thought that Nevela and Trefa aren't so different, even though, as we just explained it, Pashtus they are. Nevela means an animal that died without Shechita. Trefa had Shechita, but it had some other problem, right? All the Trefas that are listed in Maseches Chulin. But Reb Chaim brought a number of Rayas that maybe they're closer than we think. Because after all, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, if I eat a half a kezayis of nevela and a half a kezayis of trefa, they're mitztarfin to be Mechayiv Malkus. You don't say that by two different, if I eat a half a kezayis of pig and a half a kezayis of arla, right, they're not mitztarif. But all of a sudden, nevela and trefa are mitztarif. Why? Because they must be, says Reb Chaim, the same shame isser. How can you say the same shame isser? We just explained it differently. The answer, said Reb Chaim, is Trefa isn't a separate problem of, you had a perfect shechita, but you have another problem. No, trefa is what he calls a minias heter shechita. You had a maisa shechita, but trefa prevents the heter shechita from kicking in. So it's also related. Nevela means the animal died without a Maisa Shchita. Trefa, the animal died without a Heter Shchita. They're related. And he brings a number of rayas. Just to mention one, the Rambam says in Ilchos Avos HaTumah, what if a non-Jew shechts? If a non-Jew shechts, the Rambam says, Mita Oraisa, it's considered a Shchita and it's not Metami Mishum Nevela. You would think Shchitas Akum is Asura to eat. You can't eat it. So, but the Rambam says, Shchitas Akum is Metama Midivrei Sofrim. So let me tell me Drabanan. And then he asks on himself an amazing line. How could I say that it's usher to eat Mida Oraisa, but it's not Tame Mida Oraisa? Shchita Zakim is usher Daraisa to eat. But so why isn't it Nevela Daraisa? Says the Rambam, well, what about Trefa? So what does Trefa have to do with this? He says, Shari Trefa Asur Avatara. Trefa is also Asur Daraisa to eat, but it's not Tar Mishum Nevela. What's the Rambam's comparison? Says Reb Chaim is beautiful. Also Shchitas Akum, that's a physical Maisa Shchita. Physical, and it can even remove Tumas Nevela. But it's also to eat Midaraisa because it did not have a Heter Shchita. The Goy cannot create a Heter Shchita. So that's Reb Chaim, among other Rayas, he compares the two. He quotes Ben Pakua, other Rayas to this, but that is his Yesod. Okay. Vayter. Cholo Shamawe. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Up until his day, there was a hammer that was banging in Yerushalayim. So what did that mean? Gemara says, what type of work? Look back in the Rashi on the Mishnah yesterday. I didn't read it yesterday. Look back in the Rashi on the top of Memzayim Abayis. What do you mean? Isn't there a certain work you're allowed to do? So he says in the third line in Rashi, Afilu bedavar ha'avid. Even by a davar ha'avid, where you might have certain atarim, he says you're not allowed to. Why? Mepnei shekolan nishma lemeirachok. Ve'einakol yodin shilo davar ha'avid. Right, not everybody's going to realize. They're going to hear work being done. They're not going to realize it's davar ha'avid. So public work like that is not allowed. Right, the Torah quotes, we know this, the Torah quotes in the beginning of Ilchos Chalamoed, the five atarim of Malachan Chalamoed, are that is Malachan Chalamoed daraisa derabanan. It's easier to have these atarim if Malachan Chalamoed is derabanan. If you hold this daraisa, then you have to say Masra Kasal Lachachamim, like some Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, that the Rambanan themselves created the contours for the Isra of Chalamoy. But we have the five Heterim, the two are quotes in Simin Tav Kuf Lamed. Number one is Davar Ha'avid. Number one, if it's great financial loss, I'm going to lose my job if I don't work. Number one. Number two, Tzarchei Rabim, you can fix something for the public. Number three, if it's not Maisa Uman, if it's not professional work, it's just very simple work, even if it's Tzarech HaYachid. Number four, Tzarech HaMoed. And number five, if it's a Paul She'en Lo Mayochal. If somebody doesn't have any food to eat, so then he's allowed to work also. And that's the Shulchan Aruch. It's very beautiful. The Tur in Tav Kuf Lamed gives that title, and then he goes through each one of them, the next Simanim. Not so common. Tav Kuf Lamed, the Tur tells us what the five Heterim are, and then the Beis Yosef there goes through Daraisa the Rabbanan, and then all these Siman afterwards, he goes through each of these Malachas. But that's what our Mishnah says, that even Davar Ha'avid was not allowed there in a public forum. Good. Kol Yom Avlo Haya Adam, Sarach Lishal Al-Dama'i Kid Amran. And in his day, nobody had to ask about Dama'i, because like we just said, he was misakein what to do with Dama'i. Fine. Next Mishnah. Misha Batla Sanhedrin. A lot of history in these Mishnais. What happened at a certain time during the Bayesheni Vechulu? Misha Batla Sanhedrin, Batla Hashir Bibes HaMishtos. Once the Sanhedrin was Mivutal, right, it moved. When was this exactly? Was this the 40 years before the Chorban when they moved? Was this later? Was this at the Chorban? Says Sanhedrin, Batla Hashir Bibes HaMishtos. They stopped having songs in the taverns, in the places where people used to drink, they used to stop singing. Bashanamar, Bashir lo yishtu yayin vagomer. Many Rishonim say, what does this mean? The Meiri says, why? Because people used to get out of hand in the taverns. When there was a Sanhedrin, there was the Mora of the Sanhedrin that basically held them in check. It was like the Dmus Diokno of the Sanhedrin, like we had with Yosef and Yaakov before. But once there was no more Sanhedrin, there was no, people didn't have a Mora, so therefore they would get out of control. That's one interpretation of this Mishnah. But there are other Rishonim, the Rambam included, that says, Beis Mishtos is just an example. It means Churban. Once the Churban occurred, no more music. That's the Rambam. This is the Sugya right here coming up No more music. When the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Tainis, he quotes this Mishnah not limited to Beis HaMishtos, but in general, the Rambam says in Parakei, Gazru shelo lenagid v'klei shir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmi'e kol shel shir, aser l'smoach bohen, v'aser l'shaman mipnei achurban. That's it, the Rambam said. The Rambam is the most machmer. Afilu shira bepalayayin asura. Even little songs. V'kfar nogu kol Yisrael lomar divrei tushbachos o shir shel hodol lakel v'chayos ben alayayin. The Rambam quotes, there's a minhag for people to sing some shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's clear that the Rambam is not happy about it. The Rambam is the most, right, according to the Rambam, there would be no Jewish music industry today, according to the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. But that is in terms of music, and we'll see. There's more when we do the Gemara. But let's just first continue. So that's the first line. Misha Meso Neviim Arishonim. When the Neviim Arishonim died, Batlu Urim Etumim, the Urim Etumim stopped working. We'll have to see exactly who are the Neviim Arishonim. But the Urim Etumim stopped working. What is the Urim Etumim? So we mentioned the Ramban, Parashat Tetzaveh. Urim Etumim was the Shem Hashem put inside the folds to make the Choshen light up, and the Achronim, the Ksava Kabbalah, and others point out that the Rambam never quotes what the Urim V'Tumim is. Never quotes. Rashi and the Ramban have it. So the assumption is that the Urim V'Tumim was the Choshen. It wasn't a separate kli. It was the Choshen. And that relates to the Machlokas Rishonim, that the Gemara in Yuma says the five things that were missing in the Bayis Sheni, one of them was the Urim V'Tumim. What does that mean? It was missing. The Tosfos says there it couldn't be missing because then the coin would be mechuser begadim. It had to be there; it just didn't work. While other Rishonim say no, it was actually missing. So that might connect to the machlokas of what was the Urim V'Tumim. Good. Bishachar Beis Hamikdash batel Shamir. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, no more special worm. The Shamir. Benofet Sufim. And we'll see what that is. Something sweet. Upasku Anshe Amanam Yisrael. The people who were neeman to Hashem. Stopped. Shneamar Oshia Hashem Gigamar Chasid v'Gomer. No more Chasidim. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Hey, Reb Yeshua, Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash. Ein Yom Shein Bo Klala. There's no day without curse. V'lo Yered Hatal Lebracha. The Tal does not come down and bring bracha. V'nital Tama Peros. And there's a special Tam of the fruit that we don't taste it anymore. Reb Yossi Omer Afnital Shuman Haperos. The nutrition of the fruit has disappeared. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer. Hatara nitzles areach. Once the tara was removed, so the special aroma was removed of the fruit. Hamaisos nitzles shuman adagan, and not giving maisros removed the fatness of the dagan. V'chacham omrim haznus v'kshafim kilu asakol. Those two averas just got rid of everything, right? All about the korban. Says the Gemara, umimai de mishabala Sanhedrin, siv, how do I know that song was mevutal post-Sanhedrin? What did they want to do with the other? Amar afuna breder of Yeshua da amakra, because the pasuk says in Eicha, zekenim ishar shavasu, right, the zekenim, referring to the Sanhedrin, left the shar, right, the Sanhedrin, bachurim minaginasam, so the bachurim stopped singing. Amarav, udna de shama zimra teaker, the ear that hears song will be uprooted. Amarava Zimra Babesa Khurva Basifa. Right, Rava says, song in the house brings destruction at the threshold. Right, the Rambam might understand this as more general. Right, that's why he says it, not just Beis HaMishtos. Shene Amar Kol Yisharer Bachalon. Chorev Basaf. If they're singing, there'll be destruction at the Saf, at the threshold. Ki Arza Era. My Ki Arza Era, what do those last three words mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. The Bach adds in. V'chi bayis ha-misubach ba'arazim irhu, even if you have a house that is protected with cedars, is it as strong as a city? No. Ela filu bayis ha-misubach ba'arazim misroeya. Even a strong house will be misroeya, will start shaking, meaning singing at a time when you shouldn't be singing, is going to cause destruction. Amar av ashi shmamina, kimasvel churva besifa maskel. We know when there's a problem with the house, it starts on the threshold. It's outside the doorway. That's where spiritual destruction starts. Shneemar cherev basaf. Vibayisim emeihacha. Others say from this pasuk, ushaaya yukas shar. Right, destruction will start at the gate. Amar mabar avashi lidi chazili. Ravash says, I saw a demon at somebody's house. It was on the threshold. Umanga kitur, and it was like goring like an ox. Right, that's why destruction starts in the house if somebody is involved in this singing. So again, the Rambam, who says it's general, would it be so terrible if somebody violated the Isser of singing in the Beis HaMishtos? So maybe that's what the Rambam thinks. No, it's more general, and it's a rejection of the Churban. It's people who aren't, I'm not so upset that there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's so serious. That's the reflection of these Isurim. Because this is the Isur of music, Bezman Hazeh, according to the Rambam. Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says though, Zimra Denigdi, the singing that sailors do as they work with the boats, Uda Bakri, and that oxen workers use, Shari. Because that's not really singing for pleasure, that's singing to help them do their malacha. So that's good. Okay. Degardo yasser, but the weavers do not need it for their malacha, so that's why it is asser. Rav Huna, continuing the music issue, batel zimra, he was mavatel zimra, right? He nullified it, so it was tremendous bracha that was brought because of that. Kamea avzi bezuza. You could get 100 geese for a zuz. Umea sa achiti bezuza. Very cheap. Valoi boy, and nobody even was interested because everything was so cheap. You didn't need to buy anything. Asa Rav Chisda zilzel bay. Rav Chisda didn't hold up the ban, and prices went up. He boy avza bezuza. People wanted to try to find a goose for a zuz. Velo mishtakech, and they couldn't find it. Period. Stop there for a moment. So this is the general Isser of music post-Churban, which, again, is a topic of a separate shiur, but the Rambam is very strong in his Shita, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and Rav Moshe Feinstein is also a machmir in this regard. Rav Moshe in Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Lamech Vav, he is a strong believer of the Rambam. The Ramah already starts the Heterim. The Ramah in Tav Kuf Samach and Hilchas Zecha L'Churban says it is possible that is okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, Gazer Shlo V'Nagein, Ramah V'yesh Omrim, Dafka Misha Rogil Bahem, Kigon HaMalachim Sha'omdim V'Shochvim B'Klei Shir. If it's like a very important part of your life. So that also helps us a little bit, but not totally. But then the Ramah says, V'chein L'Tzarech Mitzvah, Kigon B'Bayit B'Beis Chasen V'Kala HaKol Shari, quoting Bali Atosus. This is the Tosfos in Gittin, right? L'Tzarech Mitzvah, so what's L'Tzarech Mitzvah? So again, Jewish music, thinking about the Psukim, thinking about using it for to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are Heterim. Just Stam English music requires more of a stretch. Right, if it's not music that's bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's more of a stretch. But this is a big discussion in the poskim relating to music. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Again, Yosef Mimasha Karanu Kasuf Khan. Right, there's a lot more in these sugyas, but we're just touching on them. And then the next line we get into a related topic, Kalisha. Amrav Yosef, Zamri Gavri Vani Nashi, if men are singing and women are answering, Prisusa, that's just inappropriate. Zamri Nashi Vani Gavri, if women are singing and men are listening and then answering, Ke'esh Bina'ores is like fire. It's like fire burning up flax, because that's usher. That's not just inappropriate, that's usher. Issues of Kalisha is usher, Lamay Nafkamino, Livtule Hamikamiha. What's the difference? Are they both bad? Well, if you can only get rid of one of them at a time, first get rid of the women singing first, and then you get rid of the men singing with the women answering. Again, a very large topic. The main sugya is in Brachas, called Beisha Erva. But this is another line that relates to that. Again, the men focusing on the women singing is usher. If anybody drinks while singing, write these songs, he brings the following peronios. The Marsha says this whole Gemara is talking about Kriyashma. If you sing and then you're being mavato Kriyashma because you lose yourself about what time it is, right, which helps explain it a little bit. Just singing was going to bring all these terrible tragedies. But maybe if you're mavato Kriyashma, which is mavato Kabbalah Malcha Shamayim, that's what's going to bring these. Shenemar, as the Pazik says, Hoy Mashkime Baboker Sheikha Yerdofu. People that wake up in the morning and running up to drink. Ma'achre Beneshef Yayin Yadzli Kame. Vu Kinar Vanevel Tofa Khalil Vayayin Mishtahem. Right, the Pazik piece is talking about music and drinking. Vespol Hashem, Lo Yabitu. And they don't look at Hashem. Maksiv Acharav Lachain Gala Ami Mibali Das. That means Shagarman Galas the Olam. They bring exile. Ukfodo Mesei Ra'av. Mevian Ra'av La'olam, they bring hunger. Vahamono Tzichei Tzama, Shagarman Latora, Shetishkakek Milom Deha, they cause Torah to be forgotten. How do you know that from there? Thirsty, Yain Mayim El Torah. Vayishach Adam Vayishpal Ish, we get lowered. Shagarman Shiflus, Lasona Shalakadish Baruch Hu, we bring lowliness to Hashem. Ve'inish Shalakadish Baruch Hu, Shnem Hashem Ish Mochama. Ve'inik Vohim Tishpalna, and the eyes of those who should be higher lowered. Shagarman Shiflus, Shal Yisrael, those are the tragedies. Umaksiv Acharav, and what will happen to those who caused all of this? Lachain. Hirchiva Sha'ol Nafsha Upara Pia Lablichok the Yarada Darva Hamona Ushaona Vialeis Ba, meaning a reference to Gehenim. Right? Terrible things will happen to those who Kriyashma and those who don't think that they're missing anything by the lack of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, once the Nevi'im Rishonim died, so then there was no more Urim Batumim. So my Nevi'im Rishonim, who were the last? Who were the Nevi'im Rishonim that were the last ones to use the Urim Batumim? Amar Rav Huna, first opinion, Zedavid Ushlamuel Ushlomo. David, Shmuel, and Shlomo, that was it. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma. Again, we don't have time to give it justice, but the Meshech Chachma in Achremos. He has a separate piece, not on a pasuk, but it's after, it's Kiatas al-Khan li-Yisrael ma-Khan l-Shifta Yishurun. That's the title of it. So there he discusses, beautiful, Achdus, what's the matter of Shifta Yishurun, but he quotes our Gemara and says, you know why it stopped in the times of David and Shlomo, Nishul and Shlomo? Because the Malchus split. Urim Tumim is all about Achdus. It's all about the letters coming together and lighting up, and the Achdus of Klal Yisrael and the Shifta Yishurun, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But once the Malchus split, that the Urim Tumim is not going to work anymore. So that's why the Meshech Chachma says, according to this opinion, it's not going to work. And that's why he says beautifully, where was the Kodesh Kadashim? Where was the Mizbeach? All in the portion of Binyamin. Why? Because the Binyamin was the only one that didn't take part in Mechiras Yosef. And you couldn't have Kapara, and that's why you can't wear the Choshen into the Kodesh Kadashim. Not just in Kadegar Nasa Sanegar for the Egel, but also Hashem doesn't want to think about Mechiras Yosef. He doesn't want to give a kapara, and that's why Dafkin, the Shevet of Binyamin, this is also all there, because he's the only one that didn't have any trouble. Achdus v'chulu. That's the Meshech Chachma. Right, it's after Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Lamed, but it's a separate piece there in Achremos. That's opinion number one. Rav Nachman Amar, be made David, Zimnin Desalik, Zimnin Delo Salik. During the times of David even, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Shari Shal Sadok v'alsolo, Shal of Yasser v'lo alsolo. Right, Sadok asked and it didn't work, and Avyatar, Sadok asked and it worked, after Avyatar asked and it didn't work. Shenamar v'yal Avyatar. That's not really such a raya. The Mefarshim explained. There, because Avyatar was being removed from the kahuna. Right, he was a descendant of Eli, and Hashem was removing him at that time. It wasn't that it just didn't work for him. It was specifically not for him. Okay, either way, that's the first opinion. Nevi'im Rishonim or David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. Matzav Rabbah Bar Shmuel, Vahi Lidrosh Elokim, Kol Yimei Zecharya, Maven, Biros Elokim. They searched after Hashem all the days of Zecharya. That was much later. That was in the time of Uzziah HaMelech. So, my lab Urim Tumim, doesn't that mean they searched after Hashem with the Urim Tumim? Lo, Benevi'im. Maybe it means the Menevim, but the Urim Tumim ended earlier. Matashma, next, Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Batlu Ari Migrash, Upasku Urim Tumim, after the Churban, much later, that the Ari Migrash, right, were no longer, right, the Rashi says the Ari Levim, and no more Urim Tumim, Upasak Melech Beis David, and the Malchus Beis David stopped by the Churban. So, and the Brisa continues, Vim Lechshech Adam Lamar, and if you think that it was still around because of the following pasuk, Vayomer HaTirshasa Lahem, Tirshasa is another name for Nehemiah. When Nehemiah said to them, who came back in Bayisheni, Ashalo Yochlu Mikodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohanim that you don't know Vada that you're Kohanim, you can't eat Karbanos Ad Amod Kohen Urim Tumim, until we get the Urim Tumim. So what does that sound like? Sounds like you had the Urim Tumim. Let me get the Urim Tumim and ask. No, it doesn't mean that. Nehemiah is saying, you can't eat until Moshiach comes. Which is fascinating. Nehemiah was in Bayesheni. How did they end off Divrei Torah in Bayesheni? Mehera, Behera, Mashiach, Merav Yemein, Amen. That's how they ended off the Bayesheni also. Because they knew it wasn't the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Nehemiah did. So that doesn't mean they had the Urim HaTumim. He's just saying in the future. But question mark. But you see the Urim HaTumim was later, until the Churban. So, Ela Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you're right. Ma Nevi'im HaRishonim, La'afuke Mechag Zachariah Malachi, Zachronim Ninhu. Really, the Urim HaTumim lasted all the way until then. The Tana Rabbana, Mishemesu Chag Zachariah Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. Once those last Nevi'im, the last of the Treyasar, ended, that time period ended, there was no more Ruach HaKodesh. V'yafal Pik, and I Mishtam Shiba Baskol. The only thing we have left was Baskol. What's Baskol? That's a low-level communication from heaven to teach us something, right? We had it earlier. If you remember, we had about 15 blad ago, back on Daf Lamed Gimel, when we spoke about the Baskols coming out in Aramit, what language you use, and Rashi there said, Osa Mida Hamamuna Al-Kaf. There's a Malach that's appointed for Baskols, Yodath B'Shivim Lashonos. That the baskol is given in other all languages because we have to understand it. Mibnesha asuya lahashmiya v'imishtalachas l'kol halashonos pamim lazeh pamim lazeh. That's Rashi earlier. Daf Lamed Gimel. So baskol is also used to communicate. Many times we've had baskols in Shas. Right? Tosfos points out in Sanhedrin that it's more of an echo. It's a low level communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we have that? Shabbat Machas. These are some of the examples. Hayim Mesumim Baliyas Beis Gurya B'Yericho. They were sitting in the attic in Yericho. Natna Aleim Basko Menashamayim. Right? They were doing, I think it was, they were doing the Gemara's quote in Sanhedrin 2. They were doing Iber Hashanah. And they were sitting and a Basko went out for Amr and said, Yesh Bechem Adam Echad Shoroi Shadish Vashchina Olav. There is one person amongst you that it's Roy to have Ashras Hashchina. Elosh in Dor Roy Lakach. But the door is not Zoche. Nasnu Enayim Behillel Hazakein. And they realized the Baskel must be talking about Hillel. Ukshemei says Pitu, and when he died, they were maspidim, hey chasid, hey anav, talmido shel Ezra. And they realized he goes all the way back, just like Ezra was the anav. Vishuv pamacheres, hayu masumim ba'aliyah b'yavne. Nasalem Baskel menashamayim ba'amra, lahen. Another Baskel. Yesh b'chem adam echad sharoi shedish v'shchina alav. Elosh in dor zakon lakach. There's one amongst you. The door is not ra'ui. Lakach nosnu einayim b'Shmuel Hakatan. That's the story in Sanhedrin about the Ibra Hashanah. He goes up and he left, even though he wasn't the one that was that went in uninvited. Ukshemesis pitu hey anav hey chasid tamido shel Hillel. The Mefarshim point out why by the first case we say hey chasid hey anav, the second case hey anav hey chasid. Right, that's a little difference. V'yafu amar b'shas b'saso. Shmuel HaKatan also had nevuah, so to speak. As he died, he said, Shmuel, not real nevuah, but he saw the future. Shmuel v'yishmael, Shimon. Shimon v'yishmael l'charva. Shimon and Yishmael, right, he's referring to the Saru Gemalchus. They're going to be killed by the sword. V'chavroi l'ktala, other of my friends are going to be killed. V'shar ama l'biza, and much of the other nation will be spoiled. Va'akan sagiyin asidin l'meisi al'ama. There's going to be terrible times coming on Am Yisrael. And he said this as he died. V'yafal b'yudim and baba b'ikshu lomar hechasid he'anav. They also wanted to say it for him. Elish and Ishra Fasha. They didn't get a chance to. Shemas pidin al haruge malchus. They didn't have a chance to give a proper hesped. But either way, we don't have a rumatumim anymore, but they had baskols. Bizman has said we don't have anything. We don't have anything. We don't have baskols. Right? We just have once in a while Gilu Eliyahu Hanavi to a special tzaddikim. But other than that, Hashem is Hester Panim. We have to open up our eyes and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ways that he reveals himself. Mishachara beis hamikdash batal hashamir v'chulu. The shamir was batal tanur rabbanan. Shamir shebo bana Shlomo es beis hamikdash. Shamir, that little worm that Shlomo used to build the beis hamikdash. Shenemar v'habayis bihibano. So even shlema masa nivne. Right, you weren't allowed to cut the stones. Even shlema hadvarim kichsavan divrei Yehuda. That's why you needed the shamir. So you put the shamir on the rock, and the rock cut by itself, because you weren't allowed to cut them. Amar Rav Nechemya, Rav Nechemya says, no, I argue, v'chiyef shalom arkein. Is it possible to say that no stones were cut? V'alok farnemar kol eila avanim yikaros, precious stones, v'gomer migora ros b'amagera. They were smooth with a file, right? Which means they were cut somewhat. So what does it mean? There were no sounds of saws or chiseling in the Beis HaMikdash. They cut them somewhere outside. And then they brought them. There was no work done in the Beis HaMikdash. So machlokas tanoim, ama Rebbe Nivrin dere Rebbe Yehuda b'avnei mikdash. I think Rebbe Yehuda is right regarding the avanim of the Beis HaMikdash itself. They were not cut. V'divrei Rebbe Nechemya b'avnei beiso. Regarding the palace of Shlomo himself, they were cut. So you can make shalom amongst the shitas. Rebbe Nechemya shamer l'mayos. So according to Rebbe Nechemya, who says they did cut it. So what do you need the shamir for? Miboylekid etanya. You needed it for the avnei ephod, or the Avnei Choshen. Machlokas Rishonim, which stones are being referred to here, but either way, either the stones on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, or in the Choshen. Avanim alalei kozman asam b'dio. You couldn't just write with them in regular ink. Shmishum shenemra pituche chosam. It has to be engraved. Vein mesartin olam b'zemo. You also can't use a knife. Mishum shenemra b'miliu osam. They can't be missing anything. So how'd they do it? Ela kosav alam b'dio. You marked it a little with ink. Umarlan shamir mi bachutz, you put the little special worm on it, they nifkaos me'alehen, and he sinks in, katena zu, like this fig, shenifkas mi mosachama, like it splits during the summer, v'nachazir klum, even though it's not missing anything, it just splits. Like the time that it splits in the different seasons. The Taz in Yaradeya in Reisha and Aleph, discusses printing. Printing, and it brings a riot from our Gemara. What is printing considered? Is printing, it was a couple hundred years ago, is printing considered writing? Is it considered engraving? So it brings a riot from our Gemara. Period. Tanu Rabbanan. Again, we don't have time to go into it. Tanu Rabbanan Shamir Zebir Yaso. Shamir was a special bria, kisaora, the size of a barley seed. Umeshesis mebracious nivra. It was created from Shesis mebracious. It's one of the things that were created. Mishnah Pirkei Avos in Parakei tells us. It's one of the things. It could be not that literal worm, but the power to the program that it should be created was during Shesis mebracious. Vein called Avar Kashi Yachol Amo Befanav, and nothing hard could stand in front of it. But Memeshamer no so what they keep it in Karfen also Besvogin Shel Semer, they put it in wool Umenichen no so Beitni Shel Aver Malaya Subi Saor, and they put it in like a lead pipe. Put some barley in there that it could eat it, and they closed it up. That's how it was transported. Amar Rabbi Ami, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Batla, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so all these following brachos were removed. Batla, Shira, Parnida, Uschuchas Lavana, special type of silk and white glass, was removed. Tani Nami Hachi, Mishachar Mikdash Rishon, Batla, Shira, Parnida, Uschuchas Lavana, Varecha Barzel, special type of barzel also. The Yesh Omrim, Afyayin Karush, Habami Sneer, the special congealed wine that came from Sneer, Hadome, Igule Dvela. That was like Igulim of Dvela, of dried out figs. The Nofes Sufim. So what was Nofes Sufim? That was Batel Bizman HaChurban. My Nofes Sufim, what was sweet? Amarav Soles, special flower, the bracha of the flower, Shetzafal Gabi Nofa, that used to float on top of the sifter, it didn't go through. V'doma li'isa shirilosha b'dvash v'shemen. It looked like it was kneaded with oil and honey, even though it wasn't, it was just special dough, special flour. V'levi amar shteki garth and dvakos b'tanur. V'tovchos u'ba'os achemagio zulazu, when you have two loaves cooking in the oven and they expand so much that they touch each other, that special bracha did not happen after the Chorban. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Zedvash haba min atzifia, special honey that comes from the mountains. My mashma, where do you see that honey comes from mountains? Kedematargim Rav Sheshes, like Rav Sheshes is matargim that pasuk, or it says on the side of Yosef, because he was the expert matargim. Kama de nitzan davri yisa'a, when the bees come out, v'shaitan barome alma, they fly across the world, umas yondufsha me'isvei tura, and they bring, the bees transport the pollen, and they make the honey, they bring it from the grass of the mountains. Period. Tanan hasam, once we're talking about this last section, kol hanitzok tahar, chutz midvash zifim vatzapichim. All nitzok is tar, meaning if I have something that I'm pouring into something else, the top liquid is tar, the bottom liquid is tameh. So is that considered a connection to be matameh, the tar liquid? Usually not, says the Mishnah in Machshirin, except for this honey. Honey from zifim and sapichim are very thick, and therefore it creates a connection with the bottom tummy material. My zifim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvashim is Eifenbo. Honey that you could trick with. What does that mean? Even if you put other ingredients into it, it's not noticed, because it's so thick, the honey. For Ishlokish, Amar Shem Makomo. No, it's just, that's the name of a place. Kedachsiv, Ziv, Vatelem, Uva Alos. Kiyotze Badavarat Omer, you have a similar discussion. Bibo Azifim, by Shaul and David, when he was hiding out, they came from Zifim. They told on David HaMelech. They said he's hiding out in Nov. My Zifim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. B'nei Adam HaMazayif in Devrayim. They lie. They make up their words. They're Mazayif. For Rabbi Lazar, Amar Hashem Mekoman, Kedachsiv, Ziv, Fatelem, Uba'alos. So you see it's the name of a place. Okay, so this takes us through the Gemara Beis Hashem tomorrow. Last off of Maseches Sota. And Beis Hashem, as we head in and look towards Maseches Gittin. Okay, we'll